What is America's future according to Revelation? Well, what's sad is Revelation 3 tells us that the hallmark of the last days is when the church gets rich, increased with goods, and are so busy with all their trinkets that they don't have time for God. I know people that got to Star Wars hours early so they could be the first one to be in the first screening. And they stood in line for 1-2+ hours. And then they sat through a 145-minute, whatever it is, I don't know how long it was. It was long. 2 hours plus, I think. And those same people thought cover to cover or any Bible reading program is tedious because it takes 15 minutes a day. And yet, when it's something they love, they can stand in line for hours and sit for hours and pay $18 a ticket for, you know, getting free popcorn during their movie. You want the Bible? You want to know how America is in the future? The worst thing for anybody is prosperity. For every person that is prosperous, the Puritans used to put it this way. They say 99 people can go through adversity and not deny their faith, but only 1 out of 100 can stay godly through prosperity. Now, the Puritans were really down on prosperity because they felt, Revelation 3 says, when you're rich and increased in goods and don't have need of anything, you have less and less time for God and you're more distracted by everything else. So what I think is going to happen to America is increasingly going to go the way we're going. Churches are going to be entertainment driven. They're going to be what we call seeker friendly, which means you don't offend anybody but God. You don't see anything that offends the people. You have diminution of the service. You make them simpler. You make them funner. You make them shorter. In fact, I've spoken at Bible conferences for 30 years. When I started out, I used to speak for 1 hour. Now, the modern ones, the cutting-edge ones, are telling me, 20 minutes? Can you cut them in half? People won't sit for more than 20-some minutes. I said, really? They go, mm-hmm. And they say, can you show some music videos, kind of as illustrations, because they are used to that. I go, mm. That's where we've gotten. And people wonder why they're anxious, and peace is distant from them. It's because America's not in Revelation, because I think we're going to implode for many reasons. And the future I see us is this Laodicean church that we're blind and poor and miserable and naked and far from God. And I think America is just losing its spirituality, and they just have a form of godliness.